All right, it is a very special episode of the Geek Easy Podcast because the day has finally come, Jonathan. It is Star Wars Day. We are right now standing right outside of our theater. We are about an hour away from the show, maybe a little bit less than that, actually, at this point. Where are we at?
Just under an hour.
Just under an hour.
Well, if you count the trailers, about an hour and a half still.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's all right. But either way, we're here. We got right in. How long have you been here at the theater today?
Since 11 a.m., but it's not as pathetic as it sounds.
Yeah.
I figured I'd just come out in the morning, and if the lines were crazy, I'd get in one, and if they weren't crazy, I'd just chill in some movies. So I've already seen Creed.
Oh, wow.
And Krampus.
Yeah?
And I've been in line for Star Wars since right about 4. They let us into our theater super early, so we've pretty much just been sitting, eating popcorn, and chatting. So
I actually want to see both of those. Were they good? Were they worth seeing?
Creed is great.
Krampus?
Krampus was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Krampus is, if you look at the trailer for Krampus and go, hey, I want to see that, then you'll really like it.
Okay.
You know?
I figured
like
it was
a goofy, silly movie. Yeah. It's not particularly horrific.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny. But like I said, I mean, if you think you want to see it, you'll really like it.
And Creed was awesome.
Creed was great.
Oh yeah. Man, I need to see those movies too. I know I saw that you guys just by looking on Facebook today. I saw that you and some of our friends were watching these movies, and I was just like, man, I wish I was doing that too. But I was stuck at work all day, so I came here right after I got off work around 5, and of course I hit going home traffic and Christmas traffic, so it felt like it took ages to get here. I didn't know what to expect.
Yeah.
But yeah, you guys were already in the theater and seated by the time I got here. I was kind of surprised how empty the lobby seemed, just because I was expecting like full-on lines everywhere, but everybody's already in their theaters waiting.
Our local AMC here is doing a great job because they've basically, I mean, they've got their showtime set to where they could get people into the theaters really early.
Yeah.
So like I said, I mean, we're seeing a 7:30 showtime, and the theater was open by probably about 4:15.
That's amazing.
And so you could get in, get organized, get set up. You're not taking up a ton of lobby space. The noise isn't too crazy.
Yeah.
Everybody's just having a really fun, relaxed time. This is a super great day.
It's awesome, though. But the theaters are like filling up really quick.
Yeah.
Like, I got here 2 hours out, and the theater was already probably half full, and it didn't take much longer for it to kind of fill all the way up.
Yeah, so when 5 o'clock hit, it really started to kind of fill in because everybody started getting here and taking the seats that their friends were saving for them and all that stuff. So
yeah, pretty exciting, though. You can really feel like this, the excitement in the air. Everybody's like sitting around the theater. They're talking about all kinds of things. I'm hearing like people discussing Star Wars video games from the Super Nintendo. I'm hearing like all kinds of crazy discussions.
I've already heard at least 2 people playing the SNL commercial for their friends on their phones, you know.
That's amazing.
like it's going around.
We saw a bunch of kids right as we were exiting the theater playing with lightsabers. I mean, it's full-on excitement. It's really cool.
It's like I said, it's just so much fun, and the anticipation, the build-up, and it's all just coming to a head right in about an hour here. And just there's so much hope in the room.
I know,
you know?
Right?
Because like I said, when, you know, everybody, there was a lot of frenzy for episode 1, and then it took a while to kind of sink in that it wasn't really what we expected. But I think everybody's got it built back up to that same level.
Yeah.
I think the early reviews for this one, I mean, I haven't read anything about the movie, but I just heard the general buzz that the few who have seen it all seem to really like it.
I think it's been sitting like right at 98%. With Rotten Tomatoes. So it's very, very, very highly rated.
The review embargo was lifted yesterday, I think.
Yes,
so they started coming out, and that's when I started avoiding them.
Yes.
Because I didn't want to run into anything accidental, but I know the general feeling in the air is that this is going to be the good one.
Absolutely.
We've been waiting for.
Yeah. It, you know, and it's crazy, too, because the feeling in the air is different. Like, there's a different vibe when comparing this to 1999.
Yeah.
Because it was, like, total chaotic excitement at that point because everybody was just so happy that there was Star Wars coming back. So it does almost feel like this time, like, we almost like know better. We don't want to like go that bananas, but at the same time, like you said, you can feel the hope. Like everybody is still very excited. They're anxious, but we're not quite as insane as it was back then in 99.
Well, we've got reason to be reserved.
Yeah.
But we're fans at heart.
Yeah.
So we've also got reason to be really hopeful.
Yeah. I'm excited. Yep. I just, as soon as I got in the car on the way here, I immediately turned on some awesome John Williams score, and I blasted it all the way here. Felt myself already getting emotional. I haven't even seen the movie yet, but I'm so excited and happy, and I'm listening to that music, and I showed up here holding a Captain Phasma action figure just because I'm me.
You've been carrying it around. around everywhere.
Yeah, I just wanted to have it for pictures and stuff. I thought that would be fun. So like, I'm so amped up. This is just, it's so much fun just being here. And I know regardless, I'm gonna have a lot of fun mm-hmm. tonight. And that's mm-hmm. that's the best I'm hoping for. You know, that's the most I can ask for.
I will say the one thing, and I ended up not doing it because in the end, it was probably a bad idea. I was very close to bringing my 4-year-old, which I would have been 10 times more excited than her. So it would have been straight for daddy, not for her at all anyway. And I ended up not because it's way past bedtime and all that stuff. But I got that one thing writing on my mind that says, you know what, it's fine because we get one of these a year now.
Yeah.
You know, for the foreseeable future. So when Rogue One hits, I'll probably bring her.
That's cool.
You know?
See, and that's me too. I mean, you know, my son is only 2 years old at this point, so he doesn't know yet. He doesn't get this. He doesn't understand. He doesn't, outside of Mickey Mouse, he doesn't understand. But I want so bad for, like, that moment with my son to watch Star Wars. So it is good to know that this is just going to be coming, and he's going to grow up with it, and I'm excited for that.
Yep. She watched 4, 5, and 6. I've talked about this before, and she loved them. She watched 1, 2, and 3, and it didn't really hold her interest because she's a big Darth Vader fan.
That's amazing.
You know, yeah, which is awesome. But I turned 5 on the other day, and she was, like, asking me about scenes. Like, is this one where this happens? I'm like, yes. Yes, it is. It was 2 months ago, and she remembers all that stuff still, you know, so I'm really looking forward to bringing her, just not on opening night.
I hope I get that same response from Spencer.
You will. There's no way he can't be your son.
I know, right?
And not be into that stuff.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen, though. He's going to be the total opposite of me.
He's going to be like a jock.
Yeah, right?
Like, that's great, Dad. I want to go play football, though.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever, son. Whatever makes you happy. I'm going to play with my toys now. So. Very cool. Well, we're getting very close, so I think it's time for us to go and get seated. Yep. We're going to hang out with our friends and head back in. So we're going to go watch that movie, and then we will be right back here. So the next time you hear from us, hopefully we're going to be just like excited and amped up and happy, and we're going to tell you our thoughts, probably our non-spoiler thoughts tonight, but just some general excitement.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. We'll keep it non-spoiler. We'll keep it very short because I'll only have a few minutes before I got to get into the second show time I'm staying for.
Yes, John is seeing another one right after this one, which is amazing.
But we'll be back, and hopefully we'll be happy.
Awesome. Well, we'll see you guys very soon. Jonathan, we are changed men.
I'm still out of breath.
I know, right?
From watching a movie.
So many emotions are circling through my body right now that it's so hard to almost comprehend that this just happened.
I mean, the quickest and easiest way to say it is we got what we wanted right there.
We really did.
Yeah.
I couldn't even ask for more. I didn't know exactly what to expect out of this film, but it was just... It was so satisfying, satisfying on so many levels.
You had this, and I don't know how to exactly say, I don't know if expected is the right word, but there was just this feeling, this sense that, like, here was a chance. This is our last chance to get a real Star Wars movie.
I know, right?
And if this one didn't work, then we could hang up the hats, because it was never going to happen again, but we got it. You know, this is the one that felt like... We haven't felt this way since 83.
Absolutely.
You know, we haven't seen anything like this since then.
Right, right. And, you know, we talked a little bit about the prequels earlier and what it was like in 1999 when we were anticipating The Phantom Menace. And, you know, we've talked about the prequels a little bit on the show. We're going to talk about it more in detail at some point. But we have always kind of said that, you know, for the most part, we do enjoy the prequels. Yeah. There's a lot about the prequels that we did like. And the overall experience of them was still a lot of fun. Like, I still look fondly back on all those build-up moments to the prequels, all the times we went to see the movies. I enjoyed the movies at the time. But I can... But even the first time we saw Episode 1, it was Star Wars is back, you know?
I'm pretty sure when we walked out of 1, we probably walked out happy. But that's stupid.
I know. That's stupid. But I can honestly say that as fun as I had with all the prequels, not a single one of those movies made me feel the way episode 7 made me feel tonight.
And knowing that I walked out of one happy, I can promise you this is different.
It absolutely
this
is.
This is not the happy where you go 6 months later and look back and go, like, I really wanted to be excited, and I was let down, and I just sort of ignored that fact. Like, this is not – there's no letdown from this.
No, I don't think so either. Like, the movie ended, and I'm sitting there, and like I said, so many emotions. I mean, I had literal tears in my eyes. I'm choked up because just this movie just made me feel some – like
I wasn't going to bring it up, but you did.
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't help it. There was no fight in it. This movie made me feel like I have not felt about a Star Wars movie in a very long time. Yeah.
There was just so much fan service, and not in any kind of way that detracts from the movie itself, just in the way that, you know, there was a feeling from the prequels. I don't really know how to say it right. This is not necessarily an anti-Lucas comment, but Lucas has very much always taken the stance, at least since, you know, the first trilogy ended, that this is my property. And I do with this property as I please, and people come along with me. And that's sort of what the prequels were. Like, here are my movies, guys.
Yes.
Hope you like them, you know, whatever. And this one was very much our movie.
It was.
Like, it really felt like the people behind the camera were the ones going, we grew up on this, we love this too, as a gift to you and to us, and to everyone who has loved this stuff for going on 40 years now, we give you this.
Yes.
And it really felt like it was... You know, like, from and for us, not just something that we were allowed to watch.
Exactly. I mean, Lucas even made that comment. You know, somebody asked him what he thought of Episode 7, and he said, I think the fans are going to love this movie. It's not the movie I would have made.
Which is just so Lucas.
So Lucas, you know, right? And it's so true just watching
again,
this.
I really can't wait till we really get to delve into talking about the prequel. Like, I've been itching to for months now.
Yes.
I keep even talking about it on the show. I want to get this part where we do it. Now I'm going to have to go watch them again so I'm ready for it. But Lucas is a great storyteller. Not so much at the finer points necessarily. And again, it's sort of a... These are his babies, so if that's the mentality he wanted to take with it, cool. I'm not bashing the man.
Right.
I'm just glad that this is what we have now instead.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Well, and when we start discussing this movie in more detail and comparing it to those, like talking about the contrast between just the feel and the styles of these movies is huge.
Yeah.
And, you know, we look at the prequels. They were the most recent trilogy that we saw in theaters. And Lucas kind of... reconditioned all of us during that era to, like, this is what Star Wars is now. This is the feeling of Star Wars. This is what it's all about. And even, like, you know, everything about it, the cartoons that spawned off of it and everything, I mean, everything felt very different from the original trilogy. And as much as I loved, like, the Clone Wars and all that stuff, it was just a total new feel for the Star Wars universe. This movie has altered that again. But it has all of these great familiar feelings and ties that we loved about the original trilogy. Yes. And it's so amazing just to see this movie and think of it in contrast with those prequels.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and what I love, too, is like with the prequels, again, you know, with the ownership stance he kind of took, there were references to the original trilogy, things that were coming, and jokes that the audience were clearly supposed to get, even if the characters didn't. But they all felt... not like force isn't the right word, but they were there sort of as an aside, more than anything. Like, if it was a gift to the fans, it was a haha, we know we're making movies, you know, but like nothing that was really there for us. Everything in this movie that is referential, like from the, you know, from the big character reveals of all the people. I mean, that's not a, you know, not to get spoilerific, but you know Han Solo's in this movie.
Right, right.
So when Han Solo gets a character reveal, it just feels like it means more.
It really
and the
does.
Audience reacts that way. But even beyond that, even when they do the little side things that are clearly just there for almost comedic effect, even those felt more like gratuitous, you know, like gracious. Like, we're not doing this because we know we have to. We're doing this because it's fun.
Absolutely.
And because you guys are going to enjoy it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, gosh. And the atmosphere here was so great. I mean, that's one of those things I do love about an opening night movie with a crowd like this that is as passionate about the movie as we are. There was plenty of cheering in several scenes in the movie. But we felt that same feeling. So you get wrapped up in the moment and you're just as happy as everybody else. And it was just an overall amazing experience. It was so much fun.
Yeah, and you know, the crowd, everybody's there because they love the same thing. I mean, it's 300 people. We don't know each other from Adam, but but you can yell and whoop, and everybody will get behind you, and it's just a super fun atmosphere. And movie openings, the big ones like this are often like that, but nothing quite like for a Star Wars.
You know? Absolutely. Well, we will definitely be getting back together after we decompress a little bit.
See it a couple more times.
See it a couple more times. Really kind of think on it, because we are for sure going to dissect this movie and talk about it. Get very spoilerific, because there's so much I want to talk about.
I mean, I can't believe they made Jar Jar Binks Kylo Ren.
What? I know, right?
I know. Wait,
massive spoiler.
This is the non-spoiler episode?
I'm also going to get a revenge. Bombad Jedi.
No, I'm sorry. I said it.
Well, guys, thank you for joining us for this special episode of The Geek Easy. Get out there and see this movie and be...
Like we have to tell you.
Yeah, exactly. If you're not already seeing it, get out there and see it. And be on the lookout, because we'll be getting together to talk about this movie in detail soon.
Tell us your thoughts, too. Try not to spoil too much stuff on the Facebook page for the next couple of weeks.
Absolutely.
But feel free to send your questions or thoughts or whatever.
Yeah, and if you want to, send them through message instead on Facebook if you're worried about spoilers.
Yeah, if you do want to get spoilerific, and then, go for that.
And we'll be diving into this head on.
Spoilerific.
Spoilerific.
Excellent.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for joining us. So until next time, I'm Pixel Dan.
I'm Jonathan Leonard.
Take care, my friends, and may the Force be with you.